Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share.
Open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
Welcome to episode 4. My name is Edna Njeri.
My name is Eugene Yeshaga.
So how have you been? How's your week before we...
So first of all, I did the most. And so I paid for it the first 2 days of the week.
He's talking about a hangover.
I had done like beer cocktails, and I'm not like the alcohol drinking type of person. So that was a bit heavy for my body. But I've been in a really good mood. I feel like it's been a good week. Can't complain. Yours?
My week, it's been cold. Yo, it's cold in Nairobi. It's been raining, it's been gloomy. Not my favorite weather.
Yeah.
I would like to be by a beach with like...
Sorry.
You know, some cocktails, living my best life, you know.
No cocktails, man. But yeah.
But I've had a very productive week, and that's always a good sign of a good week for me. Done a lot of work, still got a lot of work to do. Yeah, it's been productive. I haven't gone on a walk this week, which is not great.
Wow.
I mean, it's been a good week. I would give it like a 7 out of 10 just because of the weather. And that I haven't slept that much, as I would like to sleep.
Oh yeah?
So I've been plant-based for the past, I would say, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Yeah, it's actually been 2 weeks. I have the weirdest dreams. Like, such weird dreams. I really don't know if that's related to the diet.
It should be.
It should be.
It should be. Yeah.
I've been... So, I wouldn't say... What should I say? If tired was a mood, but tired isn't a mood. I've just been like...
Wow.
That's been my mood. But it's gotten better. I think the fact that I've been busy has helped, so I haven't had time to just sit there and mope.
Yeah. I did a mask, the clay mask, on Saturday because no one was in the house. That shit felt so nice. I felt brand new.
I mean, that's been our week, so I think now we can get into today's episode. We like to start off the episodes with a little game for us to get to know each other a bit better and for you guys to also get to know a bit more about us. So do you want to start?
I feel like I started last time.
Okay, I'll start.
You always blame me.
When did you fall in love for the first time? The first time I thought I was in love, I was 10. Keyword, thought I was
in
love.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
The first time I was actually in love, I was 18.
I don't know, I just wanted to know, because it's just, I feel like it helps me understand. Like, I feel like you fall in love younger, you get to, as you mature, you're able to understand and just figure out this one is not, this one is, and this one is going to waste my time. Yeah, I just don't understand that part.
You've only been in love like maybe 4 times in my whole life. How many times have you been in love?
First time?
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna sound like a crazy ass story, but it was in primary school, in class 6.
Me too.
Class 6, and then, so I asked her out, like got the girls to ask out like on a Friday, and we're going for midterm. She was called Doris, I remember. Like she was top of the class. It's now, shit.
Dream girl.
So, yeah, so in my mind, I'm just like, she's never gonna say yes. You can see how it was in like a dunder, but I feel like, you know, smartest kid in the class. So I asked her on a Friday, got the guts. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I'd like you to, I've been waiting for you to ask. I'm like, oh, shit, cool. So I asked her out on Friday. We're going for midterms, it's a whole week. We get back to school, and what are we being told? Doris died in a fire. Yeah, so for me, it was
what?
Like the most. I know, this, you didn't expect that story. Yeah, so me, it's just like, I'm coming back to school. I'm like, oh, I have a girlfriend now. She died in a fire. So they're going to find me for their midterm break. They're going to go straight with the family. From when a fire broke out in their room, they couldn't jump from where they were. It was like too high. So they just burnt in their room. So her and her sister. So I remember going for that, like, you know, how you go for the matangas. Yeah, it was just like, in my mind, I felt like I'd been robbed. And I feel like that's what made me also understand and also appreciate when things come.
That's not what I expected. Just give me a sec. I'm like so hurt. I was like, you're gonna say, then we went on our date, you know. What?
That for me, I felt like it was the one thing I'd wanted, got it.
And the universe was like, nope.
Nope. I mean, it's a bit selfish. I mean, that's someone who lost their life, you know, rest in peace. And also a family lost their daughter and everything.
Yeah.
But for me, I was just like, yo.
That's so crazy.
Like, we didn't even get to talk. That was the first time I fell in love.
You see it so casually though.
Because I've been with it like since class 6. How old am I in class 6? 12. Okay, sorry.
Anyway, uh-huh.
That's the first time. I don't even know. I'm being able to laugh about it because I've...
It's years and years.
It's years and also I've been through. That's why sometimes I feel like, I mean, if I sit down and talk to a therapist, they'll be like, and you're still here.
This is the thing where people say they lie to their therapist because they don't get committed.
Nah, I mean, I feel like
they don't
I'm
get committed to an institution. So you don't want to like really, you tell them like versions of the story.
That they need to know, and that sounds okay. So this one was that one of the ones there. So that was the first time I fell in love.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Thank you.
Okay, so you pick a question.
What's your biggest goal or vision for Seven Sense? For it to be a legit radio show where it's, we're doing this thing every week. We're going to sit in a studio and we're recording it. I remember a studio we built. Mm-hmm. But my idea is for us to actually make it a fully fledged radio show, podcast, radio show, however we want to put it. You see how you have the shows on Apple Music? I want Seven Sense to be one of those shows that you see there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my vision. For me, it's that.
I just want us to have like a strong community. Like I feel like the podcast I listen to, like Small Doses with Amanda Seals, she has like Smart, Funny and Black community, which is on its own app. It's like its own community of black people and like allies, and also just the network. Like you see, even podcasts like Studio Queens, they have like a HBO show, you know. It's like the community comes with so much. Two things you want to remain the same post COVID, like two things you want to that have become a thing because of this pandemic that you want to remain the same. Not having to hug everyone. Like, I don't mind not having to hug people.
Yeah, true.
That's cool. Like, I'm good on that.
Fuck it, man.
Maybe just the distance in social places, like restaurants, banks, like, we can stand, like, a bit far from each other.
Personal
you know?
Space now becomes
yeah,
lead.
Personal space, okay. That would be nice.
Mad.
I also don't really mind work from home. We don't really, really have to, like, parent in this place to just go see each other when we could, you know,
I can do at home.
We can do a lot of virtual, you know.
Mad.
Yeah, that would be nice.
The one I agree with is, especially because I use like a lot of, okay, not a lot, but when I have to move around, it's public transport, especially from home. Mm-hmm. It's that thing I get to sit solo, like in the job, like no one is next to me, that I love. So it's that personal space I get. And then, yeah, not having to touch people, I feel like for me, that's so key. I feel like sometimes I hug someone and it's just out of social courtesy. I feel like I really don't want to hug you, and then it's going to be weird because you already put your arms out and then I can't do that. Like,
yes.
It's just that.
It's weird.
I feel like you're wearing masks.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like for me it's just...
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, now that you think about it, we're actually really unhygienic in our interaction. Like, we're always in each other's space.
I'm touching you.
I touch this, I touch you, you touch five other things, you know, it's not really.
Well, it should not be something that we've been doing yet, because I'm trying to think about how many times even growing up we used to be told, oh, wash your hands before you eat.
And then you just don't, and you've come from, you know.
Like, you know, funny.
Even things like going out, like the interactions you have with people in a
now, club. To be honest, it's going out to the clubs. I feel like just the clubs being closed, if that can continue. I know for me, it's like a double standard because also I get gigs. But it's just that thing of just going out to the club, I feel like I won't feel that pressure of, okay, fine, now I have to go in for gigs, I have to be... I don't like being around people, so this is working for me. But whoever is booking, you ever listen to this episode, just don't feel like you can't book me. If you had a genie, what would be your three wishes? I'd wish for immortality.
What?
Two? I'd wish back for, not an island, but I get to be like president of a country I create. And you can only come in because I've vetted, like I have someone, a committee that's vetting people, but I get to pick who comes to live in my country.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, like my family to be, I don't want them to live forever, because I feel like that's the only thing that makes me special if I'm immortal, but I'm able to take care of them for as long as they are around. Family and friends, I think so, three things I'd wish for.
I would wish for time travel, because I wish I could see what the future holds and then come back and just leave or go to the past and like, savor interactions that I've had with people. I would wish for a way to like figure out sustainability in terms of like recycling, just cleaning, like what we do with the trash, let's make the like earth better, sustainability sort of. And health for the people, like just health, just good health and peaceful deaths for the people that care about health as well.
Health as well. I feel like today we kept it a bit. It was not too deep. It was nice.
Yeah. So, episode 4, titled Lost But Found. This is all Shaga's doing. He's taking over and he's going to guide us through the discussion. So, what do you want to know? What do you want to talk about?
So, why I came up with Lost But Found is... I do want to say Lost and Found. Because I feel like when you say Lost and Found is... You are meant to be lost, but then you were found.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say Lost But Found is... It was kind of like your destiny to come back to yourself. And I wanted to break this down into like a couple of questions where I feel like we're coming from being lost, then to being found, and then you're giving someone who's been lost like advice. So the first question is, how did you get lost?
Why don't you answer first so that I can see how to...
How it goes.
Yeah.
I feel like I got lost, just simply put, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And it's been a journey. I feel like I will always walk, but at least now I have a compass. Before, I felt like I was just walking, no compass. Then it's just whatever I hear here, and then whatever I feel, I go. I wasn't really grounded in anything. That's why I feel like I got lost, and it's... I think I got swallowed up in the world that I was not ready for. That's how I put it.
How? The question was how?
Yeah, how did I get lost?
It was not being grounded, basically.
And yeah, I wasn't grounded in, honestly, myself. Emotionally, I was never grounded in what I know I need to. I was never honest with my emotions about what I'm feeling and then what other things are making me feel. So over time, ignoring my feelings because I could numb my feelings. I think over time, I was not ever able to be honest with what I'm feeling. Mm. And then if I'm seeing people around me, this is not to blame anyone who's around me, but people who were around me or are around me, I feel like if y'all are happy, I can't be the one coming through feeling not happy. So I always just try and keep up being happy or to look like you're happy. So that was the emotional part. Mentally, I got lost because I didn't know I had this muscle like mentally that I need to be able to take care of. So in my head, I'm no mental, it's just I'm smart. But you know, that's how I thought about mental.
There's like a brain, yeah, but then brain. There's also like mind.
So I didn't know about the mind.
Yeah.
And experiences led me to be aware of my mind.
Mm.
I think all these things, I want to say I'd never had an awareness of them until they happened or were brought to the front. Most physically, I was like in bad shape. Honestly,
really?
Like 2 years ago, bad shape. Like, no one could tell. I feel like
that's
also
the thing,
just...
If you have like a small body.
Yeah. So you really can't tell that you're old. Yeah. So there was that. I never used to eat well. You just go like on one meal a day.
Yeah,
that's like
I remember
breakfast.
That.
And I'm going through my day, doing my rounds, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, that's the only thing I ever felt like I had unlocked was my spirituality. But you see, also that became something I'm putting a crutch on. Is okay, fine, maybe all these things are not working, but this one thing is fine. So as long as I have this one thing, everything else will figure itself out. It's about balance. I feel like I've never had that balance. So spiritually, I think I was lost because I wanted to be this poster child for this thing that you stand for, but I was not allowing myself to have like human emotion. So if I'm feeling depressed, I was not allowing myself to seem depressed or act depressed because you can't be believing the things you believe in and then you're still experiencing human problems.
Mm.
In that sense, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
You get, so I was not doing that justice to myself. And all these things put in like one pot to boil. How am I releasing all these things? So smoking weed. I felt like I was doing things to make the pressure less.
Mm.
And so it started with one thing and then, you know, it's just you slowly graduate into other things because
it's like
a wave. You know,
yeah.
It's like it's a wave. And I literally believe that, you know, when people say gateway, it's gateway.
Yeah.
And I never caught myself until where it's I'm at the edge. And the edge for me was like a deep depression that I think had been there for so long. I was just never privy to it because I'm still doing the things that I know are numbing everything. So the depression hit, and then the end was just like mad suicidal thoughts. But you see, not everyone is understanding how I've gotten to point B.
Yeah, everyone is just like, you are good though.
You skipped.
Like
how
is
you
this?
Just hear. But
yeah.
For me on the inside, I feel like it's something I've been driving, I've been walking this thing. So it for me, it made total sense.
Mm-hmm.
But for anybody else looking out, outside looking in, it's not making any sense. You're lost. But I feel like for me, in you seeing me being lost, I feel like I found myself.
I mean, same though. Even me, it was a lack of direction. Like feeling like I didn't have a direction that made me have a direction.
Okay.
Because even for me, it was basically the same thing. Not being grounded, not having like a sense of self. I was like, okay, what am I actually doing?
Yeah.
You know, it's a thing where you're just like, okay, what am I really doing?
Yeah.
Like, if we remove everyone from the story, what's my story? Just me as E. And so I think that has been so important for me to like do the self check-ins and do the self audits, even the way I do the media audits. Because when time is passing, you really don't realize time is passing.
Yeah.
Till it's passing, it's like, what?
Oh, snap, yeah.
So even just being able to like in July be like, okay, this is what happened over the past 6 months.
Mm.
This is how I'm feeling about these different aspects of my life, mentally, physically, emotionally. and this is what I want next. But it's not having that is when I was lost. You know, is it called group psychosis? What is it called?
It's a group psychosis.
Yeah. So that it's that thing where you just all move as a unit. And then
there's comfort in that,
you know, there's fun, but there's also a lot of escapism.
I think that's the thing.
But I decided to be defined outside that and define it myself and see what that means. It still sucks when you start like realizing that you're lost or that you're lacking something emotionally. Being able to stand on your own means that you might lose some people.
It was one of the biggest or the toughest decisions I had to make.
Mm-hmm.
Was knowing that it's only me who can pick myself up. I'm not ignoring the fact that there's family around you at that point in time, and I feel like family is not really in it the way you're in it. But you become so good at playing, you know, two sides. So there's what you present to your family. So they know this version of Shaga or Edna, and they know you for that. And then there's this other side where you know it's all my heart, all the things I'm really, really experiencing, they don't get to see it. And even the people you're surrounding yourself, they don't really get to see it.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're the only person who
knows
yourself, like your true self knows all these things, is carrying all these things, but you feel kind of trapped between two worlds where you feel like I should be able to at least show, express myself in one of these sides, but I really can't tell my family what I'm really going through. I can't tell my friends what I'm really going through. There's some I know I can trust and tell them, but at the same time, they're also going through their own life things. So is it selfish of me to come and start telling you, these are all my problems? I don't move like that, but I'm starting to learn how to do it now. So that was it. I'm stuck between these two places. And out of that, like crumbling, and I felt like I had to be broken down by the universe to, because that question always kept ringing in my head is, then who are you, Shaka? And who are you? Like, minus all these things. Because I always wanted to, like, you know, have a podcast. I did it. You always wanted to DJ. You did it. So all these things I was ticking off my box. I'm just like, fine, I said I want to do them and I'm doing them. But then
the satisfaction
wasn't there. So I feel like, was it a way of me being able to show that, okay, fine, whatever you guys can do, I can do. And so validate me in terms of being able to be included in a certain group. That's one. Two is it also a way of proving to myself that I can manifest things, achieve them, and then you can do the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
All those things were coming together, so I had to be broken down. And that's what I understood. Like a feeling when you get lost to some point where it's just you've reached the end of like the maze, it's just a wall. The thing has to be broken. And like for you to actually be able to get out, this thing has to be either you go up and you're able to see it from like, you know, bird's eye view. And that can only happen, I think, when you've torn yourself down to allow, like, it's gonna sound weird, but for the universe to lift you above the maze, for you to be able to see where you're actually supposed to be going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened, is I got so lost that the universe, and it's destiny. But the other question I'd ask is, so in you getting lost, what influenced you into like getting, so apart from, you know, you wanted to feel like there's this comfort in the group, do you feel like it was something deeper than just wanting to be in a group that led you to feel like you were doing things that were leading you astray from your purpose?
I think comfort was the biggest thing, because it's also the thing of where I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing on the surface level.
Yeah.
So like, this is nothing I should really be worried about. Where am I stressed? Like, see, everything's good.
Yeah.
See, I'm still on track to graduate. I'm already doing this course. I already have a job.
Yeah.
Like, everything's good. Why am I tripping about this? But it's like, it's because you've never really actually just been alone with your thoughts, completely like devoid of escapism and all these other things you're trying to do that you don't realize. All those are such surface level things.
So why should I be?
So what do I actually feel like inside, just me by myself?
Yeah.
So comfort is a major thing. Being away from it is so uncomfortable that you just
don't want to be away from it.
What about you?
I feel like it's that. I'm not being left to be alone with my own thoughts. Because I feel like I'm a thinker. Just by nature, I'm a thinker. And I'll analyze things. So I knew, like, I wasn't ignorant. Like, I knew I'm not feeling okay. Like, things are not really okay. But do I want to think about it? No.
Not really.
And then whatever activities or whatever things I'm doing are allowing me not to have really to think about it. So it's nice. Escapism again. And it's numbing the pain, but I mean, it was something so fundamentally like ingrained in me, not dealing with things that happened in my childhood or in my past, And those things just keep creeping up on you, and I felt like you can't run, but things are always, it's a monkey on your back.
Mm.
So the breaking down of everything for me was this thing's being brought to my attention, and there's no running now. It's like I'm being cornered, and I have to deal with them now.
Mm.
Either that, or it's just you start this whole vicious cycle again, and then you end up in the same place you've always ended up, and it's not. So I feel like I always get far, and then I'm taken back, because there's no far in this, wherever you're going. You might go far this direction, but it's not the right direction. Yes, yeah. I feel like you have to be taken back to go the right way. So for me, it's not. Like, what's the thing that made you and check yourself to be like, okay, fine, you know what, Edna, you're lost?
It was the cycles in my life, the patterns in my life, in terms of my relationship, even in terms of my achievements.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where I was just like, there's something here that I'm not understanding, and it's not right. Mm. Like, where does this keep happening? There must be something that
that's
I need to
about.
Think about. So that's what I was like, let me maybe just step back and think about it without any external influence.
Yeah.
And then that now is what led me to making decisions about my day-to-day that will allow me to just be more reflective. Like, to cut out the escapism, to be sober and just be with my thoughts. And to just from the patterns and the cycles, I wasn't happy. Because it's the same thing where you say, you feel like you've gone so far, or like you've built this thing, and then it just crumbles. And it's like, I've been here before, I'm tired, I'm not doing this dance again.
Okay. I think it's never been out of my own, like, you know, volition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to think about these things or be in a position I want to think about them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I strongly believe, like, just there's a way the universe corrects itself through you. And I feel like that was it. It's just, okay, fine, you need to make a change. You need to, you have a purpose to, like, make a difference, but you can't make that difference when you're doing the same things that it's trying to correct. Where would I end up here then?
Mm-hmm.
You get the, why would I end up in this position where if all I'm radiating is just positivity, why am I still here? So the answer was, you can be shining on the outside, but if the inside is not correct, that light won't last long. It's like it's a fake light. So being able to find myself, just it came through appreciating the small things. Who or what do you feel like supported or was really there for you when you were going through this whole, I think it's a transformation?
I think it's just the small signs you get.
Mm.
Like for me, friends, just having more meaningful connections.
Yeah.
Fewer connections, but more meaningful.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, you don't have 50 friends that you see every time anymore, but you have like 10 friends who you can talk about anything with and who actually check in on you, actually you check in on them, that sort of thing.
Nice.
And then also just the clarity, just feeling like your head is clear. I don't know how to explain, you feel like you can see where you're going, you just feel like you're connected dots.
Yeah.
Those are the things for me that I was like, okay, maybe it was worth it. In the midst of like losing friends and being isolated from certain groups and realigning all your goals, at least there was like, there were small things that were happening that was like, okay, this is what makes it worth it.
Yeah. Like, you know the butterfly when it's like, it's a caterpillar. It's a caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like when you're lost, you're a caterpillar because you don't understand the potential that you really have, but you can be stuck saying, I'm just this caterpillar. And I'll only do things caterpillars do. And I'll always, forever, be a caterpillar. But I feel like when you get lost, that's it. Like, you only think of yourself as this one thing and you stick to that. You really don't understand the power you actually hold within yourself to transform things about your life. But as long as you surround yourself with people who also have the same mentality about themselves, they might know they're great, yes, but are we moving the right way to achieve ultimate greatness? So if not, we're always going to see that caterpillar.
With time, as people change, they fall off. So make sure you have your own vision for yourself outside everyone else, because you can't peg it on anyone.
I always looked at it from friends to give it to me, relationships to give that to me. It was never me being the center
of it.
Of it. You see, like with clay, remember, like, you used to play with clay as a kid. So if you just made a pot, but you know you didn't like put water on it at least every other day, the thing would just crack. So I feel like also to nurture this thing, I was trying to mold the certain things I need, I've been doing to ensure. Like, you get what I'm saying? So like for you, I'd ask,
what certain things have you
been doing? What certain things have you been doing to ensure that, you know, you stay intact without cracking? Because there's that kind of, you can slip because it's just like,
that's the thing.
Okay, fine, you know what? I've come this far, so what more do I need to do?
Mm.
Or why do I need to continue this? You have made it here. So why do I need? So what are those things you've been doing?
For me, the self-check-ins. are so important, but I think it's also what you said, it's never linear. Still have your moments of what you described, which is basically insight, where you catch yourself and say, oh, I'm sleeping. So it's not like now you're like found and you'll be found for the rest of your life. There's still consistent like trials and things that happen in your life where you're just like, oh, I really want to do a life work. I just want to remain in touch with myself and through that at least be able to maintain healthy relationships with my friends, my family. And I want to save. Savings is something that I feel like is when I'm doing good, like I'm saving.
Yeah.
When I'm like not doing good, I'm using that money to buy things I don't really need.
How do you like not judge people who are doing the things you used to do?
Sometimes you judge. Sometimes you catch yourself, you're just like, I'm judging. Then the other side of it is like you empathize, you're like, I remember being there, I know what it's like to like have circumstances that make you like that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's a balance between being human and judging them and also trying to empathize. So it's not like every day I'm like, oh, I understand. Some days I'm just like, why can't you get your shit together?
True.
And then other days I'm just like, I feel for you. Like, don't worry. Being able to respect the events on their journey and I don't need to see
everyone. I was going to be like, you know what, people arrive at that point on their own.
Mm. You know, you think back and like, I wasted so much time.
So much time doing
but
all this.
It was part of it.
You wouldn't be here if you didn't go through
that.
So there's someone who might be listening and then they're lost.
Mm-hmm.
There's a but where you recognize that you've been lost, but you don't know what to do. You're just like in limbo.
Yeah.
And then there's the found, and the found is okay, fine. I kind of put myself together, but how do I keep myself from going back to the but and the lost?
Mm-hmm.
Those are three people who might be listening to this.
Lost, I would say, lost mostly, but it applies to every stage. I would say self-compassion. Like, just be forgiving to yourself and just show some love to yourself at the end of the day. Like, you already have a level of awareness that is something to be proud of. Like, you already realize it. Or you may not realize it, but you feel something's off.
Yeah.
Trust that thing, but forgive yourself even as you notice that it's off. You? Lost?
I think the lost is, it's necessary. Yeah, I think that, because you know you're sitting there wondering,
What's the point? Why?
But I feel like it's necessary. And I like what you said. It's the self-awareness of you actually being able to tell occupied, you know what, I think I'm lost.
Mm.
That's important. I feel like as long as you're aware that you're lost, you're going to get through to the end. It's a whole different thing if you don't even understand.
Mm.
You don't even know you're lost. So I feel like as long as you feel like you're lost and you think you're lost, you're already on the right track. I feel like that's really step number one. So cool. That's lost.
Nice.
The but. The one is in limbo.
I think, okay, what worked for me was like doing like a graph or a chart of my life. Like, this is what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And then just looking at my life until that point. But more like highs and lows. It's just sort of looking back to see where you've come from and then looking forward to see where you want to go.
Okay.
Not everything might make sense in that moment when you're like trying to see what. But in your butt,
we need to grow up.
While you're in that state, just what worked for me at least is trying to just see what the vision is.
Okay.
And also, when you're looking at the past, don't just look at the bad things. Also, like the good things, like you got the job. You said you got a job.
Yeah.
At least you know you graduated. At least you know like those small little milestones.
Yeah.
Also appreciate them as you look at the bad thing. What about you?
Stuck in the middle is use the darkness. Like, there's a way you can use the darkness as your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the friends in the sense that I think that's also a point where you can build some strength in you. Look at the milestones you've achieved, but also be able to honestly understand yourself. And it's time for you to be able to really pick what is, or like what you really love about yourself.
Mm.
So I would not do, that's what I'm saying, so opposite, and I like it, is I would not be able to do that whole audit of, you know, check my life now, go to the future.
Well, it's just because at that point I was reading about Kenshin and Satori, and I was
okay.
like,
maybe.
I wonder what
my,
like how it relates to me, you know, just put it down on paper.
Okay. I feel like being in the bad place is pivotal. So it determines how fast can you slip back to being lost. But if you're really, really about changing, be able to solidify the found part, because this is where you start building your foundation on, this is who I am, this is what I want, this is my future, and
I don't think the limbo part is your foundation. I mean, like, if you get your foundation right, it's strong enough now to build.
And also, I would say take it a day at a time.
That's
like just one day at a time.
That's something.
Even me, it's something I struggle with. Sometimes it's like one day at a time. Some days it's just like, what's the fucking point of all this? Like, as in,
yeah.
every day.
I get it. It's a patience.
Yeah, a day at a time.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
True.
And then now to the found.
Accept that it's not linear. That you can be found and still mess up, and that's fine.
Okay.
And try now and be gentle with other people. You might think you're found and be like,
so what are you,
put yourself on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Try and just be human and understand. But it's like the middle between being human and not trying to save everyone.
Or make excuses for other people.
Yeah.
There's that part, yeah.
Yeah. Try and be patient with other people. Also be patient with yourself, again, self-compassion. You could always like mess up. You could always go back, but just appreciate your progress. What did you say?
I think profound is, you really are the captain of your ship at this point. Whatever foundation you laid, I think now you have a compass and you're able now to look at where you want to go, and you're able to shake off things a bit easier, that you know that like, this thing is taking me off my true north, so I don't want to go down that side. I think you become a bit more sure or confident in the choices that you're making now.
Your instinct is stronger.
That's the word I'm looking for. I guess that's episode 4 on Lost But Found. And in a sense, I feel like there are things I've never really talked to someone about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I always feel like I've come from a free therapy session every time we do this thing.
Yeah, same.
And it's more of someone else now knows a bit more. Now people who are listening know about us, but it's just I've been able to speak my truth.
Yeah, it's like you share our stories.
Yeah, so this one was a bit, and like you said, it was my topic. And
I mean, I enjoyed it.
You did?
I'm always just...
You did? Okay, cool.
No more negative self-talk.
Okay, fine.
On the Seventh Sense podcast, no. Rule number one.
Okay.
Of this community, no negative self-talk.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I feel like it's always important to state that we're not sharing articles as we know everything, and now we are found forever.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because we're still figuring it out every day, and we've shared that we struggle with some of these things on a day-to-day, but it's just for us to like share the bits we've learned to hopefully make your journey a bit more seamless, if we can.
Seamless, and also for you, like, not to feel like you're alone.
Yeah.
I feel like in that whole journey, you can always feel like you're alone or no one understands.
We just want to thank you guys for listening to yet another episode of The Seventh Sense. Leave us a review if you enjoy it, and please share our podcast. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next week.